Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Becker on this Monday morning, Darren, Donick, and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game, getting the week started off right. We're going to do that with Vince Ferrara. He is filling in all week on the Sports Animal, WNML in Knoxville, on their midday show. So we have moved him up a little bit early so we could chat with him. Vince, how was your weekend?
It was good. Weather was nice overall and productive. And so, yeah, enjoyed it. Hope you guys had a great weekend, too.
Well, we had great weather until late yesterday afternoon, and then we had some massive storms roll through. Massive storms knocked out a ton of power. What about you guys?
It dissipated before it got to us. Really, not much. Now, maybe in the northern part of the state, closer to the state line, I think they had it was a little worse up there. But no, it kind of dissipated. And man, when you guys get storms, they don't mess around in Nashville.
No, unfortunately, they do not. There's a lot of truth to that. Like I said, unfortunately. You know what hasn't dissipated? Jeremy Pruitt and his coaches on the recruiting trail. Man, they are clobbering it right now. What is going on? Talk to us.
Well, it's something that I don't know that we've seen in recruiting at Tennessee in many, many years. Now, during Butch Jones, he had a couple of years of top five classes. There was one year where he had the stretch in the summer. I remember talking about it because it was during the NBA Finals. It might have been one of those Cavs Warriors NBA Finals. It was during that period. And he got just a bunch in a week's time, 10 days' time, like eight in a week, something like that. But it was different. At that point, it got a lot of attention. It was guys committing. It was choreographed just for the sake of getting attention and getting buzz for Tennessee. And it wasn't the high-level prospects that Jeremy Pruitt and his staff are bringing in now. It's seven commits now in 8 days, including a couple of five-stars and several four-stars as well. Guys filling positions of need that they've desperately needed and getting guys that can be difference makers for them down the road. And there's no guarantee for any of those guys, obviously, in recruiting. Honestly, there's no guarantee that any of these kids even make it to Tennessee because there's so much time until we get to that early signing period. And I think you're going to see a lot of movement in a lot of people's classes, a lot of teams' classes, when things do start to open up and that carrot of just come see us is out there. It's interesting how a lot of kids are committing during this period, but no one is taking better advantage of it than Jeremy Pruitt. So it's the level of players that they're getting during a stretch, and it's who they're beating, Darren. They've beaten Auburn, and who's been a finalist in a number of these kids, and three or four different players during the stretch of seven players. And you can go back to previous battles, and Tennessee has won those also. So that it's beating the Auburns, the Alabamas, the LSUs, beat Miami for a kid in Hollywood, Florida. So it's significant in a number of different ways, and I think the biggest one was getting started with a five-star in Dylan Brooks from the state of Alabama. He's an elite pass rusher that they have not had, and they've been desperately looking for, and he got things started, and just the momentum, people are saying, hey, I know what I'm going to do, so I'll jump in also. Just been impressive. Really nobody hotter than Tennessee right now.
What do you think that they're telling these kids? What do you think has changed? I mean, you know, you can't say, hey, we're the University of Tennessee. I mean, they used to be able to do that, but, you know, that line doesn't work, you know, in the last decade. So what do you think is their pitch out on the road right now?
Well, clearly it's still
– Well, I guess they're not on the road right now, are they?
Right. Well, yeah, through Zoom.
I was going to say virtually. What's their pitch?
Right. Well, I think it is. It's playing time is still there. I mean, guys kind of allude to it that when they do interviews, the opportunity to play. I'm sure they're selling him on them being the class to take, put them over the top and into championships. You know, great players want to play with great players, and the players that have committed to Tennessee have been open and trying to get other players and recruit them. And you know, right now is a period of time. I think it was underestimated. I've heard some of the analysts that we've talked to, like Brent Hubbs and others, say didn't realize how much more contact the coaching staffs were going to be able to have with these kids, and how they were able to, they were going to be even more able to sort of personally connect with them and let them in even more because of the video, maybe get more personal with their conversations and not as much about football because of that more relaxed atmosphere and the ability to do those video Zoom calls now that they weren't able to do before like this. I think it's allowed them to have guys that are good relationship guys be able to take advantage of that. Derek Ansley connects with players. He's got experience in the NFL and, you know, obviously at Alabama and really good players there for Pruitt and a number of the coaching staff. They also went younger with their coaching staff with the offseason moves, and I think those guys understanding the technology and having Tennessee as a good off-field staff to where they are as good as it gets on social media. So I think that kind of stuff helps expand their reach and their connection with kids. So all those factors are involved. It's not just one thing. And then another thing, Darren, is that a lot of these recruits are outside of the state of Tennessee. You see them with a number of kids from Alabama. Brooks is one of them. And I think what it is the cashing in on the relationships that they had coming into Tennessee that took a little while for them to be able to prosper from. And I think part of that is, hey, they had kids and coaches wanted to see the results on the field. So they were finally able to do that last year. Now, guys that you had relationships with, they're like, okay, first-year head coach, he's getting things done at Tennessee. Yeah, I'll give my players a thumbs up to go to Tennessee, and the kids are now seeing that, hey, they're going in the right direction, those kind of things. So I think all those things have been pluses. And then the last thing is Pruitt put even more stock into player relationships going into last year and get paid off with the players on his roster. And I think taking that approach of talking about life and not just being football guy and breaking that image when people talk to him, I think that has translated in recruiting as well. And certainly his staff, his assistants have taken that approach too, and not bombard these kids and make them look like he's not a human being. I think he's been able to translate the human element through these virtual meetings and connections with the recruits also.
How do you think, here's the big one, how do you think Jeremy Pruitt is going to handle now pressure? Because this is where it got to a lot of them, right? Now there's going to be expectations. I mean, I know there's pressure. It's, you know, it's UT, it's the SEC. I get it. But you know what I mean. Like that now it's going to get ratcheted up. So now the fan base that you deal with every day is going to be, you know, wanting 9, 10, 11, 12 wins, you know, realistic or not, that's what they're going to want. And I know it sounds silly, but expectations are going to grow. How do you think they'll handle that?
I think they'll handle it better than Butch Jones. Will he handle it perfectly? That's what I'm not 100% convinced on or have an absolute answer for you, because we really haven't seen him in it before. Where now it's not just, hey, we're trying to build, give us time, come out to the stadium and support us. Now it's, hey, what do you guys want? You know, we're not going to win every game, blah, blah, blah. It's going to be pressure from a different avenue. And if they lose a game they're not supposed to, when people are expecting them to compete in the East, will he talk down those expectations? Really, he hasn't. He hasn't shied away from that. When they've won games ugly, he said, look, I'm not apologizing for wins, but here's our standard at Tennessee. And when they've lost games and played well against good teams, he said he's not about moral victories. We're here to compete for championships. So because he's kind of laid that groundwork before and not been in the excuse business, as some coaches are, I do think he will handle it better. Will he make mistakes? That's the part of it that I don't know, because, you know, we all know sometimes the Heat can pick up significantly, and it's a whole different world when you're now there is no more honeymoon period. Now you're expected to deliver and even over-deliver from what realistically you should be able to do.
Talking to Vince Ferrara here over at the Sports Animal. Hey, Vince, I'm curious over your way, because I know you follow the college baseball scene over there. I'm just curious what baseball players are doing right now, maybe that play for Tennessee or maybe play a local high school there, to try to stay sharp, because, you know, we've been following what's happening at the major league level. It's even more murky for the minor league level. And I would say it's even more murky every level you go down. But you got a lot of players that I know want to play, A, but number two, want to at least try to stay sharp. What are you hearing over there?
Well, actually, we talked to Tony Vitello last week on the afternoon show that I was on all week. And then we talked to a couple of players, one of which is Stopper of the Year candidate, one of the better closers in Redmond Walsh, and another is a newcomer, a transfer that they're getting from ETSU, a catcher in DH in Jackson Greer, who will come in and probably split some time at catcher with Connor Pavloni. And, you know, they talked about just doing stuff to stay in shape, not necessarily the baseball part of it, but more things to stay in shape. And for pitchers, it is more difficult, to replicate that. I'm sure that there's been some, you know, workout with your friends type of things, not in big groups, but it's those guys have alluded more to, you know, doing the stay in shape type of thing more so than, you know, working on eye-hand coordination and, you know, taking cuts and things like that. I think they're waiting on getting back to that. Normally they'd be, getting ready for summer ball. The Cape Cod League, the premier summer league, has been canceled for this year. And I guess right now it'll still be, looking at the calendar, actually there'd still be 2 weeks left in the SEC, so they wouldn't quite be getting ready for summer ball, but it wouldn't be too far away. Crazy. There would be, I was looking at it yesterday, Willie, would be two weekends left in SEC play right now if we were in our normal college baseball season. And that's how much of the season we've already lost, and obviously it's not going to happen. So it's just like with a lot of other athletes, you know, some have a different setup than others at their home, but that's the best they can do is just try to stay in shape for when they can get out and do more things. But things are starting to open up more here. So I think you will see them be able to find different ways to get on fields and do a little bit more of the baseball stuff soon.
Yeah, let's hope they can do it and do it practically and safely and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And I know every sport is probably thinking along those same lines there. Vince, I know you're a longtime Floridian, so I know you saw the news with the legendary Don Shula passing away. Just maybe a little perspective on him. We've already kind of shared some of our stories. I remember the first NFL game I ever saw live was at Shea Stadium, Jets-Dolphins, and the great Don Shula was, of course, on the sideline for Miami there. But what an amazing part of history for the NFL and spanned so many decades.
No doubt. And he was just growing up in that state. Yeah, the Bucs were in their backyard, but the Buccaneers were a laughingstock in the NFL for a long time when I was a kid. And really the the marquee NFL team and clearly the leader in the state was the Miami Dolphins. So that's where the stars were. That's where the iconic coach was. And that's what everybody had an interest in watching in some form or fashion, even if you weren't a fan. But they were captivating the stars through the years. I remember a game that I still see vividly was that playoff game with the San Diego Chargers, where they had to carry Kellen Winslow off the field, and that was the hook and lateral game.
Oh yeah, just I remember watching it vividly.
Yeah, they were that game. To me, I would put that game up against any that I've ever seen in football for the excitement of it, for the incredible plays, and the high level of caliber talent on the field on both sides. Marino was as flashy as it got. So that's what it was. Is they were the Rams before they were the fastest or the fastest show on turf or whatever the Rams called themselves. But they were that before the Rams and before even you had the media coverage. So just so much respect for Don Shula. I covered his son Mike when he was a coach at Alabama a few years, and you know he would always talk about his dad, obviously, glowingly. So that was another connection I had, was just hearing about him frequently through his son Mike when he was at Alabama.
Vince Ferrara, the Sports Animal, WNML in Knoxville. And Vince, I know you got to go get ready for your show, but I do have one. As we have the conversation about recruiting and Jeremy Pruitt, that fan base has been, I guess, patient, as patient as they can be over the last decade or so of trying to get back to where they were, in the glory days of Philip Fulmer. You look at last year and I think how it ended and maybe a little bit of overachieving and definitely got better as the year went on. How does that, coupled with the solid recruiting class, maybe make that fan base a little less patient if this season doesn't turn out the way that they all hope it does?
No doubt. It's going to be a fluid week-to-week deal. And I think it was anyway. But this enhances the expectation, even though these kids aren't going to be a part of this fall's team. I just think it adds to the confidence that they already had in Jeremy Pruitt because of the way last year turned around for them and they were able to finish. And will that be unfair? Perhaps, but it's college football. And on the big time level, and that's going to happen. And whatever you think they're going to be, fans are going to be a couple of wins above that anyway. Maybe this adds another game to it, especially if it continues and they stay up there in recruiting. So it's a product of it. And, to kind of the Darren's point, how's he going to handle it? We'll see. But there's no doubt the Tennessee fans are going to say why. They already have. They did before the stretch, where we were taking the phone calls of why can't Tennessee be Georgia and Florida, and they're losing this and we're bringing this back. And, I have ultimate trust in the staff and, the schedule plays out this way. That was already happening prior to them now feeling great about the way things are going. And, in a way I don't begrudge them for being super excited now, because they've seen this coaching staff develop players, and in order for you to win and win championships and win big time, you need elite players that are developed, not three stars that are developed and you hit on an occasional five or four star. You need both. And now it looks like they're starting to get some of those elite players in. They did a couple last year, and they're now even more so in the next class. Now that's why fans feel so good, is you get elite players that they think will be developed. The payoff won't be immediate. It might still be down the road a couple of years, but that's why I think they have their chest out and they're feeling great about it.
Real quick, Vince, you said things were starting to open up. I've been receiving some emails this morning from some of the cabin rental places in Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge, and they said that they are back open. So how much is coming back open in East Tennessee?
Well, we're in phase one where restaurants and gyms are at 50%. My gym is opening up today. You know, obviously masks are required for gyms and things like that. I think more of the places like salons and barbershops, things like that, will open up more here soon. But that's a big part of it is the restaurants and the gyms. And then there are multiple phases to where everything else will come into play. So that's, I think, really encouraging. A lot of people here, Knoxville's had just their cases go up slightly, even with a lot more tests. So I think people are ready for it, but there are still some that are kind of cautious and not jumping all the way back in. But I think it has been encouraging here in the Knoxville area.
Good stuff. Enjoy your week of shows. Have a great week. And, we'll do it again next Monday.
All right, guys. Great to talk to you guys. Stay safe and healthy as well. Appreciate you.
All right. Same to you. That is Vince Ferrara, WNML in Knoxville, the sports animal, and we do appreciate him joining us. And you just heard of Jeremy Pruitt and his staff just absolutely crushing it right now on recruits when it comes to Tennessee football. All right. We'll come back. More of Darren Donick and Chase on the other side, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.